Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crimes. Hello, everyone. This is Ruth Frazier with the FACT organization, and joining me in studio today is Darius Frazier. Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Darius Frazier. I'm an archivist and historian of the FACT organization. In addition, I am on the self-advocacy panel of Autism Society.
Thank you for joining us as our co-host today, Darius. And we have a very esteemed guest in studio with us, Chris Gazidis. Thank you so much. And I'd like to share with our audience a little bit about your background. Chris works at Illinois Humanities as director of the Odyssey Project, a free college credit earning humanities program for adults who have had limited access to a college education. Chris earned her BA in Feminist Studies from Beloit College, her MA in Gender and Women's Studies from San Francisco State University, and did her doctoral work in Cultural Studies in the Literature Department at the University of California, San Diego. Prior to coming to Illinois Humanities, she was assistant professor in the Feminist Gender and Sexuality Department at Scripps College and has taught at UCSD, Pomona College, and Claremont Graduate University. As a first-generation college student graduate, Chris has both a very personal and professional commitment to college access. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us about your background?
No, I'm originally here from Chicago.
Oh, good.
Even though I spent many years in California going to college, I am excited to be back. I've been back now for 2 years, and I'm happy to be home.
Well, Chris, can you tell us a little bit more about Illinois Humanities?
Sure. Illinois Humanities is the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. So every state has a Humanities Council that is associated with the National Endowment for the Humanities. And so nationally, we have a National Endowment for the Humanities and a National Endowment for the Arts. And so Illinois Humanities is Illinois' state affiliate. It's actually a nonprofit. So we do receive some of our money from the federal government through through the National Endowment, some of our money from the state, and then also from foundations and individual donors. And so the commitment of Illinois Humanities is committed to making the humanities available to the public. And so for folks who might not be familiar with what the humanities are a set of academic disciplines that take as their focus culture and cultural productions like literature and art and historical documents, and then use a critical kind of analytic frame in order to study those objects. And so most of that work gets done in universities and colleges, but the humanities councils are committed to trying to bring that work and the work that the public does in those areas to the public, or kind of marrying what the public does in the humanities with what colleges and universities do in the humanities. And so Illinois Humanities offers a lot of free programming. We have four focus areas that are media and journalism, public policy, art, and also business. And so we also have programs that we consider access programs. Those include a community grants program. People can apply for funding from Illinois Humanities. The Odyssey Project, which I'll be talking about today, a program called Rhodes Scholars, in which we have folks who are experts in various topics and fields going all across the state presenting on their work, and a program called Museum on Main Street, which brings Smithsonian Museum exhibits to small rural communities in Illinois.
Very good.
It's a lot. We do a lot.
Yes, indeed. And how can we find out more information?
So you can go to our website, which is www.ilhumanities.org, and you'll be able to see the range of activities that we engage in, but then also what is coming up in the near future.
Okay. And the following questions I have concerning the Odyssey Project is, one is, how did it came into being? What is the genesis of the Odyssey Project?
That's a great question. So the Odyssey Project is actually part of a national program called the Clemente Course in the Humanities, which was started in 1995 in New York City. It was started with the belief that everybody should have access to a liberal arts type college experience, regardless of income or educational background. And from there, it's grown into over 20 programs throughout the country. Also, we are part of a subset of the Clemente Course in the Humanities called the Bard College Clemente Course in the Humanities, which basically means that we receive our college credits for our students from Bard College, which is a private liberal arts college located in upstate New York and was the founding institutional academic partner with the Clemente Course in the Humanities. And so Illinois Humanities Council brought the Clemente Course to Illinois in 2000, and we call it the Odyssey Project here. And we've been funding and administering the program for over the past 17 years and have graduated over 1,000 students.
Oh, fantastic.
And students, how long are students committed to the Odyssey Project?
So we have 2 years in the Odyssey Project that you can do. Our first year is a 30-week program in which students meet twice a week from 6 to 8 p.m. And so over the course of those 30 weeks, students will work through 5 different what we call kind of mini courses, art history, philosophy, literature, U.S. history, and critical thinking and writing, in order to get a comprehensive introduction to the humanities. At the end of those 30 weeks, students will earn 6 college credits that they could then transfer to any 2 or 4 year college or university. We also offer a second year program that graduates of the first year program can join in, and that's a 20-week program. It also meets twice a week from 6 to 8 p.m. and students can earn an additional 6 college credits for completing that college for completing that program. So if you do both years in Odyssey Project, you can earn up to 12 college credits in the humanities that you can then transfer.
Okay. Now, that would be transferable to any other accredited university?
Yes. So you receive a transcript from Bard that lists the class and a grade and the number of credits, and then you can take that transcript to any 2 or 4 year college or university to transfer those humanities credits.
Well, I'd like to ask you a question. Sure. Because when you mention transferring credits, does it matter what you're majoring in at that 2 year university or 4 year university? Are these courses relevant to a degree program if it's not in the humanities?
That's a great question. So oftentimes when you do either an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree, there is a humanities requirement as part of your general education requirement.
And those are called your core classes?
And so, yes, often they're called your core classes. So mm-hmm. you need to often have taken some course in the humanities, a course in the social sciences, a science course, or a math course. And so these credits can be used towards your general education requirement. They also can be used towards electives. And so even if you're not pursuing a degree in the humanities, these can be courses that help fulfill elective requirements that you mm-hmm. have. So for folks who are not pursuing degrees in the humanities, either using these towards general education requirements or electives is probably the most common. And then for folks who are pursuing degrees in the humanities, then these can count generally towards any of the requirements they may have for their major. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing that this won't count towards is if you're doing some type of certificate program. So say if you're doing a 2 year culinary degree program that has very specific requirements and doesn't have like a general ed requirement or electives, you wouldn't be able to use these credits for that.
Mm-hmm. So. But of course, the general knowledge that you gain from these classes, tell us about that.
Sure. And so the thing that we pride ourselves on is the building of community in the classroom and the building of a community of learners. And the fact that folks are coming together to learn the humanities, which isn't something that's often offered. There's a big focus in our society on technical training, on training in the sciences, on workforce development. But the humanities provide us with other kinds of critical thinking tools that allow us to kind of reflect on some of the bigger issues that we face as a society and a world, and some of the issues that we face in terms of just understanding ourselves. And so some folks take the Odyssey Project not even for the purpose of gaining the credits, but for their own personal enrichment. And so we have students who range in age from, 18 to 75. And so being in a space in which you have such a vast range of folks with different experiences and different educational experiences and different age groups is really powerful and rare. We don't have many spaces that are intergenerational or where people just come together to learn together. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like that's something that's really powerful that happens in the program.
Okay. What is the locations of your humanities programs?
Great. So we have our first year program. We have 3 locations in Chicago. One is in Woodlawn, which is at the Akarama Foundation Community Center, located off of 63rd and Ingleside. That course is taught in English. We also have a course in Albany Park at the American Indian Center, which is located off of Lawrence and Kimball. That course is also taught in English. And then we teach a course in Spanish that's located on the Near North Side, in association with the National Autonomous University of Mexico Chicago branch. And that course, it teaches the same curriculum, but the course is offered entirely in Spanish. We also, for folks who live outside of the Chicagoland area, offer a course in Champaign-Urbana.
Okay. Now, how does one get started in registering for a class like this?
So we have an application that we have folks fill out. The application is pretty straightforward. You can access the application online at ilhumanities.org/odysseyproject, or we have paper applications that we can get to folks. You can just contact me or find information about how to contact me on the website. The application is, like I said, pretty straightforward. We have only a few requirements for the program, and those are that you must be 18 years or older. You cannot already have a four-year college degree. You need to be able to read/comprehend a newspaper in English for the English class and Spanish for the Spanish class, and that you meet the income eligibility guidelines, which is living at low or no income. And so we have that laid out, what those guidelines are, on the application, but the standard we use is that people are living at or below 150% of the federal poverty guideline. So for a single person, that would be roughly $17,000 that you're living at or below that amount. And then, you know, that number increases for the amount of family members you have in your household.
Mm-hmm. Now, what accommodations do you make for people for transportation, childcare, to make sure that they're able to get to and from the program and participate?
Great. So we do have, so first let me emphasize that the program is entirely free. We never ask for any money. All of the course materials and books are provided for free. Snacks we provide during class. All the field trips that we ask students to attend are covered. And so we do provide transportation assistance in the form of Ventra cards to get to and from class, or PACE paratransit passes to get to and from class. We don't have, unfortunately, childcare at all of our sites because it's dependent on the building or organization we're working with, but we do have childcare available on the south side. Mm-hmm. And so, and we're hoping that as we kind of settle more, because we've been in transition for the past 2 years, that we do have sites that will allow for childcare at both the Albany Park and at our Spanish course. Mm-hmm.
And how has the Odyssey Project expanded since its founding in 2000?
That's a great question. We started with just one class on the west side of Chicago with 20 students, and have grown into having these three first-year classes, which each serve 20 to 25 students, added a second-year class, which serves 20 to 25 students. Every other year, we offer a second-year class in Spanish, and then also have grown to Champaign-Urbana. We're hoping, because Illinois Humanities is a state, serves the entire state of Illinois, we're hoping our next location is going to be East St. Louis. And so we've grown by leaps and bounds over these last 17 years, which we're, and we hope to just keep doing that.
Okay. And have you heard from any of the graduates? How are they doing?
Yes, we keep in touch with a lot of our graduates, and it's great when they get in touch with us and let us know their accomplishments. We have students who've gone on to finish their associate's degrees, their bachelor's degrees, their master's degrees. We have a student who's currently working on her master's degree in social work, who we're in contact quite regularly. We also offer alumni programming, and so after students finish Odyssey, whether it's finishing the first year or both the first and second year, we do workshops and try to get students together for reading groups and writing groups, so that folks who are interested in, you know, continuing to explore the humanities and continuing to be part of the Odyssey community have opportunities to do that. And so I would say we've estimated that about 40 to 45% of our students have gone on to two or four-year colleges, but a lot of our students have gone on to do pretty amazing things in the community. So we have, for instance, an alum who started a philosophy workshop for seniors who are living in CHA senior housing that was inspired by Odyssey. We have folks who've gone back to the community to start reading or writing groups. And so we have people who might not take the kind of traditional or formal route in terms of expanding their education or building upon their education, but, you know, take what they learn in the program and bring it back to their communities and families. And I mean, I think those are great success stories as well.
And I know Odyssey Project encourages lifelong learners. Can you talk a little bit to that?
Sure. And so I think that the students who come into our program are already committed to lifelong learning. I mean, they're choosing to be there and they make a huge commitment by coming twice a week for 30 weeks. And so, you know, no one's forcing them to be there. No one's making them take that class. And as adult learners, they have a lot of obstacles oftentimes to overcome, unlike traditional college age students. And so they're trying to carve out time for their own education, you know, amidst all these other demands on their lives, whether that be families, jobs, housing and employment insecurity, health issues, mental health issues. And so the fact that these students have committed themselves to this program is like already step one in terms of their commitment to lifelong learning. And then I think the things that they do after leaving Odyssey and their continued relationship with Odyssey and the friends and community they make within Odyssey is really a commitment to that as well. And so most of our students kind of speak to the lasting effects of Odyssey on them and, you know, how they're going to take that and continue to, you know, be and continue to thrive in the type of learning that they want to do. So
And who are the instructors of these courses within the Odyssey Project?
So we have instructors from all colleges and universities all over the city. And so they come from University of Chicago, Loyola, DePaul, Northwestern, and the City Colleges, and UIC. We added an instructor from UIC. And they all are either PhD students or have positions at these colleges and universities, and are really extraordinary. I think the kinds of instructors the Odyssey Project attracts are folks who are really committed to our population of students, who want to build community with students in the classroom and have experiences that are different perhaps from the experiences that they have at the universities and colleges they teach at with traditional college-age students. And so they're really passionate and committed to Odyssey, and we're really lucky to have them.
And in regards to employment, what are the typical, after they graduate, where do they typically work at?
That's a good question. So we don't really track where students go in terms of their employment. We know that we have many students who are already employed who are in the Odyssey Project, and so who might be working part-time or in doing temporary work. We try to encourage students to kind of use the Odyssey Project and the credits that they've gained in the Odyssey Project to try to leverage them to either get full-time jobs or to get promotions in the jobs that they're already in. And so we have students who do a variety of work. So whether that's students who are in kind of janitorial and maintenance work, students who do customer service work. And so, but we don't unfortunately have a good sense. We haven't done a good job, unfortunately, of tracking kind of how students' employment might change, or for students who came into the program without employment, how they may have gained employment after.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the classroom itself, many of these are first-time college students. How do you help them make that transition to college-level work?
That's a good question, because not only do we have some students for whom this is the first time in a college classroom, we have some students for whom, you know, when they graduated high school, it was 45 years ago. So they haven't been in a classroom in a very long time. And then also we have students, you know, who have accumulated a lot of credits, but just never were able to graduate college. And so one of the tricks is that we need to kind of get everybody on the same page, while also you know, making sure that students who haven't had that experience in a college classroom feel comfortable. And so one of the things is kind of how we structure our curriculum. We start with kind of intensive critical thinking and writing. Students do that for 5.5 weeks, 2 nights a week. And in that, we really try to give students kind of a common language and a common set of skills and tools that they'll need to be successful in the other subject areas and the other 4 subject areas they'll take. But we also provide tutoring. We have a lot of folks, from especially PhD students, who are eager to volunteer. So we're working on trying to perfect how we deliver tutoring, but we provide tutoring especially in terms of writing. But we also want to try to build in more tutoring in terms of kind of comprehension of materials. But our faculty are very generous with their time, and we also have site coordinators at each of our sites who attend all the classes and who are there throughout the year with the students. And so they too are valuable resources for helping, you know, make sure that students feel comfortable and are adjusting and are also really good with reaching out to students and making sure that students come back if they've missed a class, know that they're always welcome, you know, check in to make sure that students, you know, didn't miss classes because they felt intimidated by the material or, and so again, our emphasis on community and community building, I think, helps, you know, other students help other students in the classroom. Right. And so, yeah, we try really hard to make sure that this is a good experience for folks who've never been in a classroom before, because we want them to, you know, if they want to keep going.
So. And they have a lot of opportunity for class participation as well.
For sure. So it's seminar style. And so it's like discussion. All of the classes are discussion based. And so we really encourage our students to always, the faculty member isn't going to get up there and lecture. We present materials and maybe lecture for 5 minutes, but then we turn the rest of the time over to students to really discuss together and think through together all of the course materials.
Okay. I know you mentioned earlier that you're looking to expand to East St. Louis. Are there other sites here in the city as well as in the state that you're looking to expand to?
I mean, my personal dream is to expand to the west side. I feel like we get a lot of applications from students on the west side, and it's a real burden for them to have to choose to go all the way up north or all the way out south. And so I would love to see a site on the west side. It's unfortunately not really on the priority list because Illinois Humanities, because of its commitment to doing statewide work, really wants to see sites in other parts of the state. And so one of the other sites that some people have been rallying around is Peoria. And so that might too be a site that we expand to.
And then one other question in regards to the downtown. Are they also, since the courses are offering in Spanish, will they also be offering the courses in English also?
So we do, the only course that we offer downtown in English is our second year course. And so that's because students from all 3 of the first year courses are able to take the second year course. So it's offered downtown because we feel like that's a little more fair for everyone to try to get to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's the second year course is the only class that we offer in English downtown.
Okay. Well, we just have a minute or so left. What would you like to leave with our audience today?
I'd like to encourage everyone to apply.
Okay.
our application deadline is August 15th, and our year begins mid-September and goes through till mid-April. And, you know, I feel like people shouldn't feel intimidated by, you know, coming into a college classroom for the first time. I promise that, you know, we're a welcoming and open community, and that the only thing that we want is for people to succeed. And however they define success on their own is what we want to support. And so we hope that many of the listeners apply to the program, and we hope to see you in the fall.
Okay. And the FACT organization would like to give a resounding endorsement for the Odyssey Project. We've had the opportunity to interact and meet many recipients of the coursework that you've taken. They've enjoyed it tremendously. They've been able to apply it to their everyday lives. And as you mentioned, some of them have decided to go on and continue college because of it, you know. So who should we contact again?
So you can contact me. My name is Chris Gazitis. I'm the director of the Odyssey Project. My email is a little long. It's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, period, Gazitis, G-U-Z-A-I-T-I-S, at ilhumanities.org. You can also call me at 312-374-1550. Again, that's 312-374-1550, or find us online at ilhumanities.org/Odyssey Project.
And I'd like to thank you again, Chris, for presenting here on Building Community Strengthening Nations on Chris Radio, and Darius Frazier for being in studio and joining us today. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Thank you.